إن الحمد لله وأصلي وأسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. In today's khutbah, inshallah ta'ala, we want to look at a characteristic that no Muslim wants to fall into. An evil characteristic that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified for us. And that characteristic is found in the hadith an Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal atadaruna mal ghiba. The hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is narrated by Abu Huraira, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, do you know what ghiba is? Do you know what backbiting is? Qalu Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. So the companions, they said, Allah and His Messenger know best. Allah and His Messenger know best. And from these particular wordings, when we find this in the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ulama mentioned the virtue of saying Allah knows best. In these particular wordings, in this hadith, and other than these hadith, or other than this hadith, you find the companion saying, Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. So there's no shame in saying, I don't know, or Allah knows best. Rather, it's a characteristic that's praiseworthy in the student of knowledge. They said, Allah and His Messenger know best. Qala, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarifies for them, what is the definition of backbiting? And memorize it. Memorize this definition of backbiting so no one has the excuse that they don't know what backbiting is. Memorize it so you don't fall into it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a prophetic definition of backbiting. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ. To mention your brother with that which he would not like. Simple. To mention your brother with that which he would not like to be mentioned. قِيلَ. So the companions, they said, or someone said, and this likewise highlights the diligence of the companions in understanding their religion. Find numerous hadith, the companions asking for clarification, going to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking him for clarification, diligence in seeking knowledge. Qila, so it was said, أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ كَانَ فِي أَخِيهِ مَا أَكُوْ. So they said, well, what if what I'm saying about my brother is true? What if that characteristic is true? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elaborated, قال, إِنْ كَانَ فِيهِ مَا تَكُولْ فَقَدْ اكْتَبْتَ. Then if what you said about him is true, then you've backbitten. Even if what you said about him is true, it's backbiting. Understand that. Doesn't matter whether it's true or false, it's backbiting. And he further elaborated, وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهِ فَقَدْ بَهَتَّ. And if it's not, or if what you said about him isn't true, then you slandered him. So understand the difference. Understand the difference. If it's true, then you've backbitten him. And if it's not true, then you've slandered him and lied upon him. Sheikh Abdullah Bassam, rahimahullah ta'ala, he elaborated on this hadith. Tremendous benefits from this hadith. Sheikh Abdullah Bassam, he mentions, مَا يُؤْخَذْ مِنَ الْحَدِيثِ. What's taken from the hadith? Al-ghiba, the definition of ghiba. بَيَّنَهَا النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified it. بِأَنَّهَا ذِكْرَكَ أَخَاكَ الْمُسْلِمْ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ. To mention about your fellow Muslim, your brother, your Muslim brother, that which he would not like. سَوَاءٌ أَكَانَ. And listen to this. And this point is going to be elaborated more on by an-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala. But it's touched on right here. سَوَاءٌ أَكَانَ فِي خَلْقِهِ أَوْ خُلُقِهِ. It doesn't matter if it's in his physical characteristics or his character. It doesn't matter whether it's something physical about him or it's a type of character that he possesses. فَأَيِّ كَلِمَةٍ تَقُولَهَا فِيهِ مِمَّا يَقْرَهُ أَن تُكَافِي فَهَذَا غِيبَ. So anything you say about your brother that he wouldn't like to be said about him, then it's غِيبَ. سَوَاءٌ أَكَانَ كَبِيرًا أَوْ صَغِيرًا. It doesn't matter if it's something major or minor, something big or small. It doesn't matter. وَلَكِنْ يَتَفَاوَتَ الْإِثْمُ بِقَدْرِ مَا قِيلَ فِي الشَّخْصِ. However, the amount of sin is going to vary depending on how much is said about the person. حَتَّى وَلَوْ كَانَتْ فِيهِ تِلْكَ صِفَةٌ. And it doesn't matter if he even possesses this characteristic. So understand that. Understand the definition of backbiting, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters. Sheikh Abdullah Bassam, he mentions, likewise was taken from the hadith. Amma idha lam takun nasifa allati dhakarta fihi faqad jama'ta bayna amrayn. He mentions, however, if that characteristic, if it isn't in him, then you've combined between two affairs. You've combined between two affairs. You said something about somebody, it's not even true. You've combined between two affairs now. Al-ghiba, you've backbitten him. You've backbitten him. Wal-buhtan wal-kadhib, if you slandered and lied upon him. Guard your tongues, ya ikhwa. Guard your tongues. Make sure you verify what you're talking about. Make sure you know what you're talking about. Especially in the times of social media. Don't put something on social media and you don't know if it's true. Backbiting and ghiba. And it could be buhtan wal kadhib. And it could be slandering and lying. Be careful. The Prophet, Sheikh Abdullah Bassam, he mentioned Allah insan bima alayhi safi. And this is the point we want to highlight with another we said. So a person can be precise. Person can be precise in understanding what backbiting is. An-Nawawi, call An-Nawawi, Al-Ghiba. An-Nawawi, he mentions, ذِكْرُ الْمَرْءِ مَا يَكْرَهُ سَوَاءٌ أَكَانَ فِي بَدَنِ الشَّخْصِ. He's going to identify some things that people might not even realize are ghiba. He means whether it's in the character, whether it's in the body of the person, his physical makeup. Ghiba, it's backbiting. أَوْدِينِهِ, or if it's in his religion. And I'm talking to Ahlul Sunnah. We understand that we speak about innovators. We understand that there's no backbiting for them. Al-Dinihi, we're talking about your Muslim, your Salafi brother that may have a nux in his deen. Rectify, help rectify his affair. Help rectify his affair. Al-Dinihi, Al-Dunyahu, or his worldly affairs. He may be poor, whatever the case may be. He may have an old car, whatever. Al-Dunyahu, it's not for you to talk about him. It's backbiting. It's ghibah. Aw nafsihi aw khalqihi, or his makeup or his physical characteristics. Aw malihi, or his wealth. Aw waladihi, pay attention, aw waladihi, or his child. Don't speak about people's children. Don't talk about their children. It's backbiting. They wouldn't like that to be mentioned about their child. Women included. Women included. Don't talk about people's children. Oh, Zawjatihi, or his wife. Don't speak about a person's wife. How ill is that in the first place to be speaking about somebody's wife? How ill is that from the beginning? Or his wife. Aw khadimihi, or if he has a servant or workers. Aw harakatihi, listen to these precise things that Nawawi has mentioned. Or the way he walks, the way he moves. Some people may make funny movements. Don't mention it. Harakatihi, the way he moves. Al-talakatihi, or his smiling, his face. Al-abusihi, or his frown. All of those things are ghibah. Pay attention. Pay attention so you don't fall into it. Al-ghayri dhalika mimma yata'allak bihi dhikrusu. Or other than that, which is an evil mention. And pay attention to this as well. Wa dhikra dhalika bil-lafd. It doesn't matter if you say it. Pay attention. It doesn't matter if you say it. I will be rums. Or with a wink. Or some type of motion. Or some type of nod. It's all backbiting. I will be ishara. Or by pointing to him. All of those things are backbiting. Pay attention. Guard your tongues. Especially during these times of social media. Don't get on social media or open your mouth unless you verify what you said. Call al-Qurtubi. Listen to this point as well. So there's no room. There's no room for any confusion. Call al-Qurtubi. The famous tafsir, the famous explainer of the Quran. Al-Qurtubi. Ajma'a. Ijma'a. Scholarly consensus. Ajma'a al-ulama'a. Ala an al-ghiba min kaba'ir al-dhunub. The scholars, they don't differ. They don't differ. It's unanimous agreement that backbiting is from the major sins. There's no difference. No room for any of us to say it's a small thing. It's a major sin. Wastadilla ala dhalika biqoulihi. And that particular point, the proof for it is the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the dama'akum, indeed your blood, wa amwalakum, and your wealth, wa aradikum, and your honor, alaykum haram, are all sacred. All of those things are sacred of a Muslim. His blood, his wealth, and his honor. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين لكل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين وبعد. Sheikh Abdullah Bassam, he mentions, استثنى العلماء من الغيبة ستة أمور جائزة. That the scholars, they've mentioned six situations where mentioning something about your brother that he would dislike is permissible. They've mentioned six situations that are permissible as it relates to that. Listen to the reasoning behind it. Understand your religion. Listen to the reasoning behind it. لِأَنَّهَا لَمْ يَقْصُدْ بِهَا الْغِيبَ. Because the point behind it is not غِيبَ. The point behind it is not backbiting. That's not the point behind mentioning these things. وَإِنَّمَا قَصُدَ بِهَا أَمْرٌ آخَرٌ. However, the goal is something else. There's another goal at hand. لَا يَتَحَقَّقْ. It's not possible for this goal to come about illa biha, except by mentioning these things. And he mentioned six of them. Al-awwal, at-tadhallum, oppression. Lifting oppression. If there's some type of oppression going on, the things may need to be mentioned that are normally ghiba. The second situation, al-isti'ana ala taghyir al-munkar. The second situation, in order to change some type of wrongdoing. The third situation, al-istifta, fatwa, going to a scholar and having to get a religious verdict about something. Some things may need to be mentioned. And pay attention to the wording, al-istifta, going to get a fatwa, not speaking to a bunch of people that can't help the situation. Mentioning a bunch of detailed affairs to people that cannot help the situation. The word being used is al-istifta, going to get a fatwa from the people of knowledge. Not just sitting around talking about it. Number four, tahdhir al-muslimin min ightirar bi-shakhs. Warning the Muslims from the deception of a person. A person is deceptive in his business affairs. And other than that, no doubt, we mentioned that, and you warned the Muslims from that. Number five, al-mujahir bil-fisq wal-bid'ah. The person who's an open sinner or an innovator. The open sinner and the innovator. No doubt, there's no backbiting for that person. As-sadis, at-ta'rif bil-shakhs. Number six, in order to identify a person. Kal-a'ma al-a'rij. Such as mentioning the fact that he's blind. But the ulama, they mentioned, they connect to this particular point. That's after trying every other mean. After trying every other means, without having to mention those things, then it's okay for a person to mention those things. How should a Muslim be? How should a Muslim be after mentioning the evil of ghibah? The evil of ghibah and the evil of backbiting and slander. How should a Muslim be? What's matlub? What's requested from a Muslim as it relates to his brother? Now that he sees something and goes and backbites about him. What's requested? Also is found in the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Muslim mir'atu akhihi. That the Muslim is the mirror of his brother. That's what's requested. That the Muslim is the mirror of his brother. You see something in your brother, you advise him and you rectify it. How many times do people have something to say behind your back and you see them and they keep their mouth shut? You see them. They see you all the time. Know where they can find you. None of us in the community are difficult to find. None of us. We're always together. You see your brother, advise him. The Muslim is the mirror of his brother. That's what's matlub in the sunnah. Sheikh Abdul Aziz Ali Sheikh, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he comments on the hadith. Ma'anahu anna ayyubahu tarahu. Meaning that you see the mistakes of your brother. You see them. You're the mirror of your brother. You see his mistakes. Rectify his mistakes. وَتُبْصِرُ بِهَا مَنْ حُبِّكَ لَهُ. And you see them due to your love for him. كُلَّمَا أَخْطَى تَصَوَّرْتَ خَطَأَهُ. Every time he makes a mistake, you perceive it. You see it. وَنَقْصُهُ likewise is deficiency. تَبَادَرْتَ بِإِصْلَاحِهِ. You rush to rectify it. You rush to rectify. How many of us rush to rectify our brothers? How many of us rush when you see that mistake? You jump on the phone immediately. How many brothers do that? When you see that mistake, you try every single means that you have to get in touch with that brother. Or do you go run your mouth somewhere else and he doesn't even know it's a problem? Or you perceive it's a problem and it's not even a problem. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave us guidance towards that. The Muslim is the mirror of his brother. Sheikh Abdul Aziz Ali Sheikh, he mentions, Bal al mir'atu ta'kis halahu, meaning that the mirror, it rectifies, it helps him rectify his condition. Person looks in the mirror, he's able to rectify his condition. He sees what's wrong with him. فَأَنْتَ تَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ نَظْرَةُ الْمُحْتَرِمَ لَهُ مُحْتَرِمَ لَهُ. So when you look at your brother, you look at him with a look of respect. Look at your brother with a look of respect. Al-muhib lahu. Someone who loves him. Someone who loves his brother. Do you look at your brother like you love him or do you look at him with scorn? If you loved your brother, you wouldn't backbite him and you wouldn't slander him. Rather, you rush to fix his mistakes. As-sa'i fi islah. A person who strives diligently to rectify the affairs of his brother. Wal-istiqama halihi. And to fix his affair. الَّذِي يُبْعِدُهُ عَنْ مَصَارِعُ السُّوءِ وَدُعَاتِ الْفَسَادِ. Pay attention to this. Pay attention to this. A Muslim, when he sees a mistake in his brother, he rushes to close all the doors of evil. He sees his brother going into a door of evil, he shuts it immediately. وَدُعَاتِ الْفَسَادِ. If you see your brother connected to du'atul fasad, callers that are calling to evil, you rush to rectify a situation. Don't let them be around those people. It's the Mufti. Saudi Arabia speaking. Don't let them be du'atul fasad. Warn your brother. No aid with the Salafi's warning. When we see our brothers with people who have deviant thoughts and mistakes in minhaj, when we warn them, no aid in that. With a mirror of our brother. That's a mistake, akhi. Don't be with them. Based on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we warn them. The Prophet Sheikh Abdul Aziz, he mentions, wa shar wal bala. If you see him in any type of evil or trials and tribulations, you try to remove him from that and distance him from that. إِذَا رَأَيْتَ أَخَاكَ مُغْتَرًا بِأُنَّاسِ عَلَيْهِمْ مُلَاحَظَاتِ فِي أَخْلَاقِهِمْ وَسُلُوكِهِمْ. If you see your brother deceived, if you see your brother deceived by people who have observations about their thoughts and their character, about their character and their suluk and their behavior, you see your brother with those type of people. And no doubt it's sad. Sometimes we see Muslims with people that they shouldn't be with. Well, people that they shouldn't be with, whether it be criminals, whether it be musicians, whatever. You see your brother with those type of people, you warn them. You warn them. Don't let them it doesn't matter who they are. That stuff doesn't hold any clout in Islam. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what type of crime you're into, what type of music. It doesn't matter. You warn your brother. Stay away from them. So it means to be the mirror of your brother. Not that you see them and you go away and you backbite them and you slander. You warn them. Hadhirhu. The Mufti, he mentions, warn him. Wa ansahhu, and advise him. Wa qul lahu tilka fi la talbik. And say that those group of people, they're not befitting for you. They're not befitting for you. You shouldn't be hanging around those type of people. Wa la tusla lak. They're not going to rectify you. It's not good for you to be around them. You say that to them. Fiyatun qadara. It's a despicable fear. Look what the Sheikh is mentioning. Say what they are. Call what it is. That's a despicable group of people. Open sinners, open innovators. That's a despicable group of people. Don't be around them. Warn your brother. They're criminals. They're criminals. It gets any clearer than that? They're criminals. They're a group of criminals. You say that to your brother out of love for him. Out of love for him. That's going to pollute your reputation. How many times did that happen? You say that's going to pollute your reputation. You hanging around criminals and musicians and people have akhtar and minhaj, that's going to ruin your reputation. Don't hang around them. Don't see your brother and go backbite. Don't see your brother and go slander. Advise him. يعني تتسعدك بصحبتك لهم. It's going to ruin your reputation by you hanging around them. And he mentions إلى آخر ذلك. And other examples from that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who are distant from backbiting our brothers. And distant from slandering our brothers. And from those who advise our brothers. Wallahi ikhwa. None of us are hard to find. None of us, alhamdulillah, we're at the Salafi Masajid. Easy to find. Don't backbite your brothers. Don't slander your brothers, but rather be a mirror for your brothers, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and advise them. Aqeemu salat.